All right, I'm going to talk about the weather app for just a minute. I used to not like the native weather app on the iPhone, and I was always trying different ones. I tried Weather Gods, I tried Weather Radio, something about darkness, I can't remember.
Oh, Dark Sky.
Yeah, Dark Sky. I liked some things about each of them, but there were things I didn't like, and the thing usually that I didn't like is most of them had too many features that were kind of irrelevant. The other day, I was using the Weather Radio one, which I've always liked, but I found that it was giving me two different readings for the same location, and I couldn't, even when I closed it in the app switcher and reopened it, it was still doing it, and I decided, well, let me look at the native weather app just to see what it's like, and it has changed considerably, and it has become much more voiceover friendly. It always worked, but it was difficult to change from one location to another. At least that's my memory of it. Suffice it to say that now it works quite well. I'm going to try opening it. Let me go to weather.
Double catch. Weather. Watertown. Cloudy. 84 degrees. Saturday. Cloudy. High 84. Low 64.
So that's what comes up when I first open it. If I flick to the right.
Hourly forecasts. Now. Cloudy. 84 degrees. 3 p.m.
It'll give me each hour through today and tomorrow, I think. And it also lists the next 4 or 5 days. So I'm going to go all the way to the bottom.
Watertown. City 1 of 3. Adjustable.
So I've got three cities in here, and my memory is that I used to have to use the page up command, which was a three-finger swipe to the left, and maybe I'm wrong about that, but that's what I remember. But now you can just flick up with one finger.
Pittsburgh, city 2 of 3. Knoxville, city 3 of 3.
So I got my old home in Pittsburgh and my original home in Knoxville, Tennessee in here.
Pittsburgh, city 2 of 3.
So let's say that I wanted to delete one of these.
Edit cities.
I'm going to go to Edit Cities, which was just to the right of where I was.
Edit Cities, Watertown, current location, 220 Pittsburgh, 220 p.m., Knoxville.
I'll go to Knoxville. I'll flick up.
Double tap, delete.
I'll hit the double tap it.
Watertown, current location,
and it's gone.
84 degrees.
It's very simple to use, and I would call it an elegant app.
Jerry, how do you add a city?
So okay, let's see if I can add one.
Pittsburgh, two, temperature scale, add city. Button.
Right after temperature scale, the very last thing.
The Weather Channel.
Oh, no, it's not the last thing. By the way, there's a link to go to the Weather Channel, which isn't all that voiceover friendly, but I'll hit Add City.
Add City. Button. Search field. Is editing. Insertion point at start.
And I haven't tried zip code. Somebody want to give me a zip code of a distant city?
More numbers.
06418.
0066441188. Search. 06418
Darby,
CT, United States.
Darby?
Derby, Connecticut.
Oh, I'll double tap on it.
Selected. 064 Watertown. Current location. Pittsburgh. New Britain. 222 p.m.
84 degrees. Came up with New Britain.
Temperature scale.
I guess that's the closest one. So it's pretty easy to add a city. And that's pretty much all there is to that.